Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This is Rabbi Gordon Tucker, Vice Chancellor for Religious Life and Engagement, with a commentary for Baha'alotcha, At the Threshold. The ninth chapter of the Book of Numbers tells a tale that results in a rule and an institution. The first anniversary of the Exodus, on the 14th of the first month of Nisan, was approaching for the recently freed Israelites, and they were reminded that the paschal sacrificial rites were meant to be annual observances. So they were instructed by Moses to make the necessary preparations. But there were people who had recently contracted ritual impurity, known as tum'ah, by contact with the dead, perhaps because they had buried deceased relatives. And they knew that this impurity, which was beyond their control, precluded them from participating in a rite that was, in effect, an annual renewal of membership in the community of Israel. Their plaint was brought to Moses, who understood the predicament of these well-meaning Israelites, but did not know how to resolve it, and thus brought the case to God. God agreed that for such innocent victims of circumstance, anxious to be part of the people Israel, another opportunity to make up for one's absence in Nisan was called for. And thus, the rule was promulgated that certain conditions would allow for a makeup day exactly a month later in what we call the month of Iyar. But what situations would permit such a second chance, which came to be known as Pesach Sheni, a second Passover? Given the narrative, we expect that among the reasons the Torah gives for why a person might have legitimately missed the national ritual in Nisan is being in a state of tumah or impurity. But perhaps surprisingly, the rule also offers the second Passover to a person who was a long distance away from the temple at the ritual's appointed time. Here is how the Torah puts it. When any party, whether you or your posterity, who is on 14th of Nisan defiled by a corpse or is on a distant journey, would offer a Passover sacrifice to the Lord, they shall offer it in the second month on the 14th day of the month at twilight. Well, this naturally raises the question of just what constitutes a distant journey. How far away must a person be at the original time of the ritual to qualify for the makeup day? The Mishnah in Tractate Psachim, chapter 9, reports a rather remarkable statement from Rabbi Eliezer, which is in turn related to what was already a scribal tradition back then, to wit, the placement of a dot over the last letter in the word rechoka, meaning distant. Here is what Rabbi Eliezer says. What is a distant journey? Even from the very threshold of the temple courtyard and beyond. And Rabbi Yossi said, this is why there is a dot over the hay in the word rechoka. It is to say that it is not because he is actually distant, rather, it applies even from the threshold of the temple courtyard and beyond. So imagine, someone is literally just steps away from the temple courtyard on the 14th of Nisan, and because that person is not inside, it is considered to be accidental and deserving of a second opportunity to enter and fulfill the rite. For years, I asked myself the obvious question. If a person was at the threshold of the temple at the appointed time, why didn't they just go in? And I came to understand it only when my Masorti colleagues in Israel described how many Israelis, people who would describe themselves as secular, would congregate in great numbers just outside their synagogues on Yom Kippur. Not going in, just being there for reasons that somehow impelled them to draw near but could not quite get them to enter. These Jews, I realized, are part of the answer to the question of why someone would be at the threshold and not go in. The sense that there is something there, something more that their lives need, but they are not quite sure they will fit in, not quite sure that they will be welcomed and understood and respected, and so they stand at the gateway. It is hardly just an Israeli phenomenon. It is true throughout the Jewish world, and no doubt among other religious faiths as well. These people who are figuratively at the threshold are not necessarily accounted for in the various demographic reports that we get, but they are there. And the message of Pesach Sheni, the second Passover, is that we are forbidden to give up on them. It is we who have to seize the second chance to meet them, to respect them, to assure them that what is beyond the threshold is nurturance and spiritual growth, not judgment.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, and discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.